in this intimate setting, in this romantic, no longer dusk. Again, dusk. Again, no dusk. We will continue discussing Krishna's mercy and the question of why devotees suffer.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Akandamanalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Vancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Yasya prasadat agyupi sadhya sarvagyatam vrajet sa shichatanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shichatanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me, because by his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
According to our acharyas, if we know the correct answer to this one point, we are free to go back home, back to Godhead. So in other words, this one doubt or misconception is the lock keeping us inside this prison of the material world. Yes. Can you please remove that little piece of paper from there? Yeah. Thank you. Yes, what's the question and what's the answer? And more importantly, what is the question, usually? Yes. Answers, we all know. Sometimes you don't have the proper questions. Questions are more important than answers, actually. Okay, we have full bookshelves of answers. We just don't have the right questions to unlock the answers. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, throughout the Bhagavatam, we see the questions are glorified again and again. And in the very beginning, we see Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Parikshit Maharaja's question, Varyana Shate Prashna, and Shukadeva Goswami in the beginning, he says, Munaya Sadhu Prishtoham Bhavadhir Lokamangalam. You have asked a very nice question, which will bring auspiciousness and good fortune to the whole humanity. Yatkrita Krishna Samprashno Yayatma Suprasidati. You have asked something that's connected to Krishna, and by such questions, the soul becomes Suprasidati, becomes fully satisfied. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments that the question is enough to bring full satisfaction to the soul. Not even the answer. In fact, if you do have the right question, Krishna will send you the answer. That's the law of the universe. Srila Prabhupada writes that everybody, from the morning, everybody starts asking questions. The birds, of course, these birds are asking, where is Radharani today? Oh, Radharani is there. And Krishna, where is Krishna today? So that's Vrindavan birds. But other places they ask, where is the worm? And maybe there. So they go and find worms, the birds. So everybody is asking questions, and our life is the answer to our questions. If you don't like your life, change your questions. And you'll get different answers. And this is also our sadhana. Abhyudaya Tattva in Chaturshloki Gita, second canto. Etavad eva jigyasyam. Anvayavite rekabhyam, yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. You should keep asking questions, jigyasyam, until you reach this prema which was described in verse 3 of Chaturshloki. So questions are very important. So the title of this morning session, three morning sessions, is Two Kinds of Krishna's Mercy. And we were speaking about one kind, which we all, in fact, favor, and the other flavor, which we may or may not like. Yeah. Although, you know, come to think of it, would you agree that Nityananda kicks you in the stomach? Depends how heavy, huh? Okay. He also curses. Of course, the son doesn't die. In fact, he becomes a super famous poet. So yesterday we were discussing what is the mother of all anarthas. Where is the focus for purification? As I mentioned, even while reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, somehow or other, I couldn't find where anartha nivritti is described in detail, but Burijan Prabhu, throughout many retreats here, he showed how the journey of purification is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita several times. We have Sanatana Goswami, and we have several journeys that he had. We have Prataparudra Maharaj undergoing a certain purification, stages of purification. So I'm really, really looking forward to Burijan Prabhu's Bhakti Saroboma and Narayani Mataji's Bhakti Saroboma in the VIH to see all these treasures of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are hidden in plain sight, which I read and don't see. I'm missing something. Yes. So, yes. The focus, the key to unlock the anartha nivritti is work with our desire for status, pratishta, which can be positive, sometimes can be negative. I do know devotees who are extremely attached to a negative status. I know one devotee who gave back his initiation, who kept his, so to say, karmi name, who does very humble service for over 35 years, as far as I understand, 35 years. And he insists on being a pot washer and not doing any other service. And he seems to be immersed in this rasa of some kind of misery. But he's continuing. He's continuing. So this is the quote I never tire to bring up. Niranjana Swami, in a private darshan, says, if you do not work on purifying yourself of your pride, but continue with your devotional service, Krishna will purify you. But how he will do it, you might not like. So don't complain. But in any case, no worries. No worries. You choose your speed. And yayat hamam prapadyante tamstat haiva bhajamyaham. Krishna will answer. Okay, so we spoke about two kinds of mercy. Krishna says special mercy, special favor. This is a favor to someone who gets blessings from Krishna and becomes attached to these blessings. Of course, I'm sure it doesn't happen to all the austere, detached and pious devotees here, that you get something from Krishna and you become attached to it. But so you can know how to teach others, I bring this up anyway. And so that you know that even in devotional service, we can get blessings from Krishna directly and become attached and proud and identified. And it looks like a spiritual thing. But as Bhajan Prabhu mentioned, the same thing that is meant to liberate us, Maya uses to bind us. Or we incorporated it into our false ego. Our false ego is omnivorous. It can digest anything and get stronger. Of course, Bhagavatam is very potent. It will, and Kirtan and Sadhu Sangha, but it may take time if you don't help. And there is the other type of mercy when the devotee gets blessings and does not become proud. So now you know what to do to get the right flavor of mercy. So this is, of course, demonstrated by Srimati Radharani in Shiksha Ashtaka. She says, whether you embrace me or trample me, I'm still accepting you as my Prananatha, my beloved Lord of my life. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fifth chapter, there is a section that in the Surrender Unto Me, Vrindavan Prabhu called three perspectives, doer in three perspectives. Who is the doer? Who is guilty? Who is to blame? Krishna says there that the body is like the city, and we do not perform actions. Nature performs actions, but then so we have three options. You, the jiva, we have nature, and we have God. But as Vyasadeva says in Vedanta Sutra, nature is dead, unconscious, by definition. That's the definition of matter. And Krishna says, you are not the doer. So that leaves us with the obvious choice of who is to blame for everything. This is, of course, the Lord of nature, right? Who controls everything. And we all, of course, know that Krishna is responsible for everything. Whatever happens in our life, you know, Krishna controls everything, correct? No. Krishna anticipates this obvious answer that we may get. And so in the Bhagavad Gita 5:15, he says, Nadate kasya chit papam, na chayva sukritam vibhu agyanena vritam gyanam dena muhyanti jantavam. The Supreme Lord, nor does the Supreme Lord assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. He doesn't force you to act sinfully or piously. So it's jantava, the muhyanti, it's an active active verb. We, agyanena avritam, we cover our knowledge with agyana. So this is one of the bewildering questions. Are we the doer or are we not the doer? And because we have statements to the effect that we are not the doer, and we have statements to the effect that we are the doer. Vedanta Sutra 2.3.33, Om Karta, you are the doer. Shastra Tavatvat. Otherwise, what's the point of religion and Shastra and moral codes? Over the years, I have found a short sutra to distinguish. So this three doers in perspective explains that two doers are neutral. Nature and Krishna are neutral. And we, or you, or the jiva, is not independent, but responsible. We are not neutral. We have personal vested interests. We have desires. And we are not independent. We are not the doer in the sense that we cannot control the outcome. So in other words, when we say we are not the doers, that means we are not the controllers. And when Vyasadev says we are the doers, that means we are the choosers. So we are not the controllers, but we are the choosers. And we bear the responsibility for our choices. And in the next verse, Krishna says, Jnanena tutada jnanam yesham nashitam atmana tesham adityavad jnanam prakasayati tatparam. That when, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So now the sun is rising behind the Govardhan Hill and everything becomes clear. What is this knowledge that is like the sun? What is this knowledge that's like the sun? What is this knowledge that lights up everything, makes everything completely clear? So Sridhar Swami here and Baladev Vidyabhushan and even Srila Prabhupada, we see he quotes in his purport. I should have made it brighter. The Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, quote, Vaishamya Nairini Na Sapekshatva Tathahi Darshayati. The Lord is not unfair. So this is the, apparently this is the normal condition of a conditioned soul. We blame Krishna. We think Krishna is unfair. Even if he is fair, he is cruel. Yes, this is something we can observe. Especially when something happens to us. Usually when something happens to our neighbor, oftentimes looking from outside, we can understand that actually this is proper because, you know, 3 years ago during the kirtan, he stepped on my foot. So now it's very obvious. His house is burned. So this is it's all normal. It's doesn't break the order. But when things happen to me, I think, why me? Why this happens to me? I every day. Where is my japa? Every day I'm, you know, I put my hand here and yes, and I have shika, yes, or I wear sari. Why me? Okay, I did a little bit this and that. I stepped, I kicked somebody and I said bad things about somebody else. But, what's that compared to chanting, you know? It's nothing. So this is... oops. Whoa. That's too far. This is the answer. If we understand these two things, Krishna is fair and Krishna is kind, then Sridhar Swami says, ta-dam, the door to the material world is open. Even the very famous next verse, Pandita Samadarshina, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavihasini Sunichaiva Swapakecha Pandita Samadarshana. Baladevi Debhushan explains to mean that sama is just, fair. That a pandit or a scholar is someone who sees Krishna as fair. If you see Krishna as fair, just, spravedlivy, gerecht, yes, then you are a pandit, you are a scholar. And not only he is fair, he's kind. He's actually, he doesn't have any cruelty. So why, what's the purpose of a devotee's suffering? Can anybody offer some answers? Why would a devotee who is already serving Krishna or in some good place, why? What could be a purpose or what could be a good result or Krishna's idea for something that looks like suffering for a devotee? So what are your ideas about this, Shyamgopal Prabhu?
You could have residual karma,
yes.
Offense. Or you could be example for others.
Oh, Krishna could be teaching others by making you an example for others. Yes. Yes, sir. Pardon? Protect bhakti. How? For to protect bhakti. Otherwise people take bhakti cheaply. They will practice take to bhakti to just become wealthy. We don't want that, do we? Yes? Yes. Yes, to push us forward in a spiritual life. Yes. We have a tendency to forget Krishna, so to push us forward in spiritual life. Yes? Gold purified by, yes, the Bhagavatam gives the example, being melted again and again and again, 100 times. Prahlad Maharaj gives this example, yes? So just like gold is purified, so for purification, yeah, and refinement. Yeah, for refinement, yes? So we can take shelter, okay, yes. It's an impetus to take shelter in Krishna. Yes. Greatness of? To show the devotee's greatness. Okay, yes. Just like we spoke about Bali Maharaja's test, after which he became a Mahajan. Yes, thank you. Somebody else had some? Yes. Yes, to humble us, to make us hanker more for Krishna. Yes, this is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in Bhagavatam 2.3.17. This is a famous verse. Ayur harati vaipumsam udyan astan chayan asau tasyarte yat kshanonita uttama shloka vartaya. That with raising and setting, every day the sun decreases, cuts off one day of everybody's life, except for those who give at least a moment to Krishna Katha, Uttama Shloka Varta. So then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur there says, well, don't devotees also die, get old and sick? So how is this? So then he explains. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, once you have said Hare Krishna, or just Krishna, one time, you have no karma. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is adamant. Dear devotees, Prabhus, Matajis, you have no karma. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is very clear. Others may say, well, maybe when you are completely pure, then yes, but then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, no karma, finished, completely, no more. No karma. So then why do devotees suffer? So he gives these three reasons, which you actually mentioned. The first and the third one. So the first, he says, it's the main one, is to increase devotees' eagerness, hankering, longing for Krishna. So to help us take shelter in Krishna, to make it very clear in our mind that this world is not our home. As Prabhupada quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Ji in chapter 9 of the Bhagavad Gita, this world is not a place for a gentleman or for a lady. Yeah? So sometimes it becomes especially clear. Then the two other reasons are somewhat curious. To allow other philosophies survive. to let other opinions survive. So like the opinions of jnanis and karmis, because this is the material world, this is not a spiritual world, and it requires other philosophies. And especially considering that this is Kali Yuga, it's just 10% of Chatur Yuga, just one, and it exists only on Bharatvarsha. Of the whole universe, this is one little teeny spot. Not even on the earth plane you have Kali Yuga in other places. Not even in Jambudvipa. In Jambudvipa, only one little Bharatvarsha. It's not a big Varsha. It's one little teeny spot. That's where you have, because this is Karma Bhumi, this is where you have Kali Yuga. And this Kali Yuga, in this one little teeny spot, just for 10% of the time, just some measly 400,000 years. Out of 4 million. Yeah. So come on, you know, you can tolerate for a little bit, you know. I mean, this world is created for those who wanted to turn away from Krishna. So they need some place somewhere. Otherwise, where's the question of the free will or choice? Yeah? So for that, Krishna allows other philosophies to exist, and therefore it must look as if devotees do suffer sometimes and die. Like I remember Purnachandra Maharaj, he was teaching in Bhaktivedanta Manor, and he lived in some simple apartment in London, and that was in the 90s. He didn't even have a phone. When somebody called him, they had to call the phone booth outside and say, can you please call that guy across the street from the... And his landlord told him, I am not quite clear. It seems like you are not a rich person, or rather even actually poor person. But what you do the whole day, you just study some ancient poetry and some music, and you go to India every year. So actually your lifestyle is like a rich person's lifestyle. So I'm not quite clear. Are you poor or are you rich? So it takes a special purity in your heart. You have to be a yogi to recognize the opulence of a devotee. He may look poor, like Kolavecha Shridhar. He looked poor, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said, Shridhar, I will expose you one day. You are secretly a billionaire. You're a secret billionaire. You have such wealth which you do not reveal to others, but one day I will expose you. And he came and he drank his the water from his lota, if you remember, yes. And he called when he was revealing his, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Shat Praharya, 21 hour, yeah, he was revealing that he is the Lord. And to everybody he was showing that, oh, Murari Gupta, do you remember how you were running away from, or Shivas, you were running away from Muslims and you came to the shore and there was no boat and you thought you are lost. And then all of a sudden some boatman appeared. Shivas, I was that boatman. I came to save you. And he reminded everybody. He reminded everybody how he came to everybody. All his devotees. Yes, and then he said, please bring Shridhar. Please go bring Shridhar. They say, Shridhar who? Which? Kolavecha, this cup vendor. Cup vendor? Who is that? And okay, go there and there, and then you will hear loud shouts, Krishna, Govinda, Hari, Hare Krishna. That's him. So the neighbors were saying, they said, you are howling out of hunger. Why don't you worship Kali? She will give you a little something to eat. So they bring Sridhar, and then he says, "Oh, Sridhar, I'm your lord. Please choose a boon." And Sridhar says, "Oh, my lord, I have no desires." And then he says, "Sridhar, I will make you a king." Says, "Oh, no, please, not this. No king." Says, "Sridhar, I will give you 8 mystic perfections." Says, no, oh, lord, please don't give me these 6. "Sridhar, for my pleasure, ask for something." So Sridhar thinks, and then he says, "Okay, then, if you want me to ask something, then life after life, please come as this naughty brahmana who steals my pumpkins and cups and tease me as you tease me, as you always tease me every day. That's, if you want to give me something, do this every for eternity." So you can see how rich he is. He has, who is rich? This is Krishna. This is what Krishna says in the Uddhava Gita. Who is rich? One who has good qualities. Who is poor? One who is dissatisfied. So a person can have billions and be dissatisfied. He is poor. And another person can be satisfied and always charitable. There's this story, a poor man meets Buddha, Lord Buddha, and he says, "Why am I so poor?" And Lord Buddha says, "Because you never give charity." But "Lord, look, I'm naked. I have nothing. What do I give in charity?" And he says, "Come on, you have at least 5 things you can give in charity, which you don't. You have face with which you can give kind smiles to others. You have eyes with which you can benevolently look at others. You can look at others with kind, with a kind glance. You don't. You have a heart in which you can wish well to everybody. You don't. You have your body with which you can help others, assist others. You don't." Did we have 5? Eyes, tongue. Yeah, you have tongue. You have your tongue with which you can say kind words to encourage and cheer up other people. You don't. So even being naked, you have 5 things which you can give in charity, and you don't. So how can you expect that you are going to be rich? So all of us have many things. We can. But the first thing is that, can we grant Krishna that Krishna is fair? Can we grant Krishna that Krishna is great? Can we? When I read this in the Gita that blaming Krishna is the lock on the door of the prison of the material world, I was struck by the thought that I'm obviously not liberated, and that means that I blame Krishna. So if I'm not liberated, I am still blaming Krishna, accusing Krishna, criticizing Krishna for my problems, which I have created. So I claim to be a devotee, some kind of, or yes, and we Shravanam Kirtanam, we are supposed to glorify Krishna, but somehow it seems that inside we still keep blaming Krishna for different problems. So if we are blaming Krishna, then how is it glorification? Glorification begins with accepting that Krishna has good qualities, that he is at least fair, and that he is at least kind. So when we stop blaming, and this is what Lord Brahma says in his prayers in the 10th canto, Shukadeva Goswami says, when you read that story about Brahma's bewilderment and picnic and Brahma's prayers, all your desires are fulfilled. Kilartan. Srila Prabhupada specifies all your spiritual desires become fulfilled. in the Sanskrit, Shukadeva Goswami says, all your desires are fulfilled. We can say all your good desires become fulfilled. At any rate, something good happens. So there, Lord Brahma says a famous prayer, which Srila Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Devotion, every devotee should have the mood of, develop the same attitude. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam hridvagvapurbhir vidadhannamaste jivetayo muktipade sadayabhag. Lord Brahma says that when a person accepts everything as the result of his own choices, atmakritam, result of his own actions, vipakam. Vipak, those who know Ayurveda, who ever have been exposed to Ayurveda to some extent, you know vipak is the aftertaste. If you take a sweet banana, the aftertaste is sour. If you take a sour lemon, the aftertaste is sweet. Same with other things. You do something sweet, the aftertaste may not always be sweet. So when a devotee accepts, okay, whatever is happening, it's just a token, Prabhupada says. I had to lose my arm and I just get a cut. So it's a minimized result of my own choices. And a devotee continues to thank Krishna. Anukampam susamikshamano. A devotee, susamikshamano, is expert in the art of finding mercy. Finding mercy, anukampam, in whatever has happened. And continues to offer Krishna obeisances with his body. That's more or less doable. Yes. And at least namaskar you can do, right? Even if your back is already aching, you can. Words, that also we can say thank you. But Brahmaji says also in the heart. That's a little more challenging, but we start somewhere. So we say mercy. This was mercy. Or in French, merci. Or in Latin, grazie ago, in Italian, grazie, Spanish, gracias, Eucharisto, yeah? Mercy, it's mercy. Thank you. Then, Lord Brahma says, he is already, muktipade sadayabhag, he already has a share, already he is confirmed to as a person on the list of residents of the spiritual world. As soon as we learn this one thing, instead of blaming Krishna, to accept Krishna is fair, Krishna is kind and merciful. Krishna is merciful. In the 10th canto, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur adds another reason. He says also offenses can sometimes produce some suffering. Yes. So, any questions so far? Yes, Shyamgopal Prabhu. Yes, we can be attracted to Krishna and still keep blaming, yes.
Then we're still locked,
no? And we are still locked, yes. Yes. We do not accept Krishna as he is, we do not accept us as we are. We do not accept us as ourselves as we are. We build fantasies. So that's another reason, you know, to remove our fantasies about reality, illusions. So this is what happens in the spiritual life. Yeah. Okay, I'm sure everybody sees this one. Yeah, okay, Ananda. That's what we were, unlimited Ananda. That's what we were told, Kevala Ananda Kanda, in the beginning, right? Yes, that's why we joined, Ananda. We come, we meet devotees, and we feel joy, we think we go to Krishna, right? No. On the way, we meet the mind. We were such a good boy, such a good girl, everything was, we were maybe a vegetarian, right? And we start practicing, we meet devotees, we start practicing some devotional series, And then something happens. The mind doesn't cooperate. In 4:29:69, Narada Muni says, it's like Rahu covering the moon. You no longer see the moon, but you see Rahu, which you didn't before. So before Krishna consciousness, we didn't see our mind. We didn't understand what's inside our mind. And Srila Prabhupada says, in one stroke, when we try to serve Krishna, then we are seeing all that's all this shadow, all this dark matter in the mind. And that helps us to move forward. But usually this is a very painful period. This is a very painful period. Prahlad Maharaj... Yes, Prahlad Maharaj in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, he says, the people come to the path of bhakti and start serving the Lord, and then as they serve the Lord, their lust, anger, greed, envy grow to the sky like the Himalayas. Prahlad Maharaj says, people come to the path of bhakti, start serving the Lord, and then their lust, anger, greed, envy, and other anarthas grow to the sky, become high like the Himalayas. Ever experienced something like that? And we are terrified. And we have big doubts. We think, what is happening? I was a good person. I know why. This is because of Bhakta John. Because I'm in the same room with him? Bad association. No, maybe he's a good association, but I'm thinking bad of him and that's an offense. That's why I have this trouble, because of my offenses. But, no, maybe he's a bad association. No, but I cannot think like this, because that's offensive. But he's a bad association. And this is hell. Yes, this is hell. Mind catches us in a loop. Mind says, and we say, no, go, hide, go away. He says, And we try to say, Krishna, and the mind says, no, you cannot ignore me, this is offensive, what I'm doing is very, very offensive, you must fight with me. And we fight, stop being lusty. And the mind says, I should stop being lusty like this? Yes! I should not think like about this, right? Don't. I don't think like that, right? Yes? What you resist persists. You know, the more you fight, the stronger it becomes. Gets energy from your fighting. And we are told, control the mind. But that's not how you control the mind. Because you cannot suppress. Because what we try to do, we deny. We try to push it back again into the shadow. But that's not what self-realization is about. It's not about denying something. It's not that it was not there. We just didn't see it. We just didn't accept it. Didn't have vision of it. So Prahlad Maharaj says in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, many people in this moment give up the path of bhakti. But he says, it's very foolish. They miss the point. Others, he says, instead, they stopped trying to fight the mind. This is a hellish period here, where you try to fight the mind until it comes after a few months, 1 year, 1.5 years. And then this may last, ideally, 1 year. Well, it can last, I've seen, 2-3 years. We can talk about this after the class. Until you realize, I am not this mind. I'm not this zoo. That's not me. I obviously don't want to, you know, feel all of this. But I do. So it's not me. And you stop fighting it. Instead, you refocus on Krishna. The mind comes and says, yeah, yeah. And you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I have to, you know, I just have a few more rounds to chin. Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like Haridas Thakur, yeah, the prostitute came and said, oh, Mahapurusha. And he says, I'll make you happy. I'm very sorry. I have these, you know, rounds. I'll have to finish my rounds, okay? And just, you can sit and I'm saying, okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he's showing, he's not fighting. He's not saying, oh, what do you do with your life? Huh? What do you do? How can you do this and that? No. Yeah. But I have to, you know, you refocus on positive Krishna. And she becomes converted after 3 days. So that's, Prabhupada says in the fifth canto, the strongest weapon for the mind is, he calls this neglect, but that's neutrality, redirecting your attention to onto the positive, on Krishna. And then what happens when you stop fighting the mind and instead just redirect your, stop identifying with the mind and direct your heart's attention and energy and desires onto Krishna, something happens. This lust, anger, greed, which are high like the Himalayas, shrink. Whoop! They become like a pebble or like a grain of sand. As soon as you turn back on them. And you, please, it's a very fine point. The whole psychology struggles with this for hundreds of years. You do not deny it. You do not turn a blind eye on it. So we have a whole manual how to do this. We have Sharanagati, we have Kalyana Kalpataru. This is what Burijan Prabhu was singing in the Japa retreat, in the Holy Name retreat. That's a manual. How you do not deny the dark shadow of the mind, you accept it, you incorporate it, you integrate it, you take it. You confess it. You bring it to Krishna. You say, yes, Krishna, look, when others suffer, I am happy. When others are happy, I suffer. I mean, who would ever say this to anybody, you know, let alone in a book? I am lusty, angry, Gopinath, mama nivedana shuno. Yeah? So you bring it into the open, but I worship you anyway. I serve you anyway. You are my Lord anyway. And this is where you finally are able to actually control the mind. And this is called sattva. And this is where anartha nivritti steadily goes to nishta. And this is where you actually meet Krishna and see Krishna. And you become a sage and a sadhu and a great devotee. But does Krishna need another sage? Okay, they have a purpose here. But Krishna wants more. Krishna wants you. Sanan Goswami, in the previous verse to that, that Tenu Kampam, 10.14.8, in 10.14.7, where qualities of Krishna meant, who can count the qualities of Krishna? Sanatana Goswami says that Krishna has 1 unique quality for every single soul that only you can fully appreciate. Nobody else sees this unique quality of Krishna in such a complete way as you. So he needs you, every single person. He wants you, but he doesn't. You know, he doesn't want that beautiful white shining false ego of the sage. So what happens? You meet Krishna, and then Oh, what happens then? Nothing can compare with that pain. Krishna hides, disappears. So this is happening in the Rasa Lila. Even this is happening to Narada Muni. Yeah, Narada Muni sees Krishna and then he hides. Krishna disappears, and Narada Muni tries and tries and tries and tries, and finally he hears the voice, "Oh Narada, imperfect yogis cannot see me. Till the end of life, he will not see me again." Can you imagine? This is what. So tomorrow we will discuss. The gopis ask Krishna, "Why did you disappear? How is this?" And Krishna says something very special that devotees, that the gopis are saying, "Oh, it proves that your love for us is higher than ours to you." So he says something here, something very special. But meanwhile, you, for today, can exercise this art of thanking Krishna and finding mercy. How everything is mercy. So whatever happens is mercy. Your charger has burned, it's mercy, Hare Krishna. Very funny. Very funny, huh? You stepped on a thorn, it's mercy, Hare Krishna. Very funny. That's the art. That Brahmaji says, if you have mastered this art, saying it's mercy, Krishna. Susamikshamana, he says, not he's expert, he's very expert in finding this. And dear Prabhujis and Matajis, it's all for internal use. You know, in medicines, you have sometimes it says external use only. Sometimes we think these lectures are for, you know, that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm teaching. You know, does it happen to you? You listen to some class, and then you think, I should get a tape, I should get a recording, and give it to that Prabhu. Does it happen to you? What will it help if I give it to that Prabhu? If I don't eat the medicine, if I don't become the example. So this is for, because again, as I say, it's not as difficult to find how what happens to others is mercy to them. You know, somebody breaks a leg, you come, "Oh, Prabhu, that's mercy." No, you come and be compassionate, yes? Then it happens to you, then you say it's mercy. That's the, you know, this is internal use only. You know, the medicine is external use only, so that's not like this. It's internal use only, it's for you to apply to ourselves. Then you can actually be merciful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Govinda ki jai, Shri Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Nidai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Vancha Kalpa Darubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.